Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. With the Christmas break and all that it entails, getting a little bit of a late start this morning compared to our normal start time, but good to be here and share together as we continue to consider a time to remember. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about remembering the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I have a difficult time remembering names. And it doesn't seem to get any easier as I get older. And I have to work at it. But I've discovered that there's something special about remembering a person's name, about being able to call them by name. I know that when someone remembers my name and calls me by it and knows who I am, it means something to me. But consider what it's like to remember the name of the Lord. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 55, and says, "In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law." It was something for the Israelites specifically to remember the name of the Lord because, well, they had a variety of names or titles that they gave him. His actual name was so holy, so sacred, that they would not pronounce it. They would kind of abbreviate it. And it's what we get the word Yahweh from. But they would also use names and titles that would describe God as their provider, as their shelter, as their help, as their banner, and so many other things. They realized there was importance. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run to it and be saved. We find in the New Testament that the Scripture teaches us that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What an incredible name, what an incredible power in remembering the name of the Lord. But what does that really mean? Does it mean that I simply have a good memory? Well, in context, when the Bible talks about remembering the name of the Lord, it really has more to do with honor. We remember His name by honoring His name. We kind of get the idea of that when we think about the remembrances we have of loved ones and people that we miss who have passed from this life to the next. When we talk about remembering them, it's not simply remembering stories about them, but it's a desire to honor that memory, to honor who they are, who they were. And so when the psalmist talks about remembering the name of the Lord, he automatically refers to obeying His laws. That when he remembers the name of the Lord in the night, he remembers a desire and a need to honor that name by obeying what He says. That's why Scripture can say that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's more than just mouthing words. It's honoring that name with obedience. Today, as we live life, there's so many things that we can do, there's so many things that we will do that may or may not show honor to God. that may or may not lift up His name, that may or may not reflect that we remember His name in all hours of the night and day. I wrote a short blog post last night about my first day in Kentucky, helping with tornado relief, and how it changed from what I had anticipated doing to something that God had prepared me for, but I don't know that we're ready for until we're in it. But I was able to serve and minister and listen to people because I could remember the name of the Lord. I could take refuge, and I could share that refuge with others because I knew the presence of God. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of disaster, in the midst of hard times. As an individual talked about hearing a voice crying out for help, and somehow feeling motivated to go outside in the midst of the storm to see. And while never finding the source of that voice, simply going and looking, prevented him from being where a log came crashing through his home. And as he told me this story, and as he shared the gratitude of being spared, and yet the sorrow of knowing that people in his neighborhood had died, I could stand with him and remember the name of the Lord, who is a help and a comforter, who can bring peace to a troubled mind, who can provide hope in the midst of chaos. You see, when we spend time remembering the name of the Lord, we spend time remembering His characteristics. And it's in those remembrances that we are able to help people, because we're able to share with them what we've learned and what we've experienced about God. And we don't have to have all the answers, because we never will have all of the answers. But we can remember the name of the Lord, and we can lift up that name. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to think about how much the name of the Lord influences your daily activities. How much His name crosses your mind in your decision-making process. How much His name leads you to obedience in all things. One of the questions that I've been asked, and I know that IDES gets asked, was getting asked numerous times at least, is, why do you go where you go? And this time specifically, there were specific questions of, why aren't you in Mayfield? That's what's making the news. That's where everybody's at. Why Bowling Green? And I guess the simple answer is, out of a remembrance of the name of the Lord, it's where He opened a door wide for effective service. It ended up being where we were needed. Not that we could not have been useful elsewhere, but I don't know if you figured it out yet or not, but it's pretty difficult to be at multiple places at the same time, even with the technology we have today. these broadcasts that I do are not the same as sitting down face to face, standing with someone in the midst of their troubles. And it's in remembering the name of the Lord that I learn to step up and honor Him. I learn to sort through those tuggings of the heart and seek the things that He calls me to do. And then I step out, I walk by faith. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to Yourself in a way that it ought to be our desire to remember Your name, to honor it, to lift it up, to live in obedience to what Your will and desire is. Father, I continue to pray for those that live in the midst of chaos, for those whose loved ones have died over the past year or even longer, and yet the pain and the hurt, the longing still resides within their heart. And it's intensified at this Christmas and holiday season. Father, for those that are trying to recover and rebuild and find some sense of normalcy again after the tornadoes of a couple weeks ago, I pray for those that continue to volunteer and help. I pray for the people that are looking for a glimmer of hope, a glimpse of light in the midst of great darkness. And I pray that as Your children remember Your name, that light would shine brightly through us. That we would consider that wherever we are is the place where we can represent Jesus. And whether Your Spirit and Your calling, Your leading leads us to go to someone far or near, may we do so in ways that honor You, that lift up Your name. Father, I pray for those that have this mix of guilt and relief of not sure why they survived and their neighbors didn't, but relieved that they're still alive. I pray that You would provide peace, a peace of mind and spirit that would help them to not only pick up the broken pieces, but that they would hand those broken pieces to You and find a peace that only You can give. God, I pray today for those that have struggled with remembering Your name in the midst of everything. For the times where we seek to honor our name, where we seek to do our will, where we seek to please ourselves. May we repent of those times. May we turn to more fully remembering Your name in a way that leads us to not only remember Your laws, as we talked about yesterday, but leads us to a greater desire to obey, to do what Your Word says, to love and serve and live in ways that truly represent Jesus. Father, today as we remember the name of the Lord, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.